Welcome to Shom Achshav Anadav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Haim Yaakov Sholem, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio, Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the Shita of Rabbanan and the arguing of Radoiso, and they say that Yad HaPoyel Al HaElyono, the worker can decide to stop working. Rashi says, what's the reason? Sends us to what we learned earlier in Daf Yud, that it says, Avodayim Velo Avodim LaAvodim. A worker, a Jewish worker, is not a slave. He's a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. And therefore, he cannot say, you have to work for me the entire day. He could change his mind and decide not to work. Now, though the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk, and what the Gemara is referring to, is the fact that one needs to be a Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not a slave to another human being. But it does also refer to any type of servitude that someone has, which is other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see a few examples to this. Number one is what we see in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor. The Meshech Chochmah tells us a very profound idea. In this week's Parsha, we talk about the Moyadim. And it says over there, regarding Sukkis, it mentions, we mention the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but only by Sukkis. So says the Meshech Chochmah, why specifically by Sukkis, more than any other place, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he says, what is really the idea of the Moyadim? You know what the depth of a Moyad is? You know what the point of the Moyad is? Throughout the year, people, Am Yisrael, can start being Mishubut, could start being servant to their desires, to things that they want, to other factors in the world that interest them. And what the Moyad does is, we have a mitzvah reiyo, yiroi kos chuchas bei Adon Hashem. We come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to come and remind us there's only one Adon, there's only one Master. Avodayim v'lo yavodim la'avodim, that's the Iker Inyan of coming into the Moyed and coming to Beis HaMikdash. Says the Meshech Chochmah, there's something special about Sukkis regarding this more than the other Moyadim. Because when we talk about an Eved, a slave is not only his spirit and his will. An Eved is his guf, his body. When a person owns an Eved, he owns his body itself. He owns his guf. And when we're coming to tell you that nothing belongs to anybody else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're coming to talk not only about our mindset, our spirit, our neshama, our ruchnius, we talk about the body as well. The body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meshech Chochmah, that's unique to Sukkis. Because in Sukkis, what's the mitzvah of Sukkis? It's one of the few mitzvahs, and maybe the only mitzvah depends, that is being done with the guf, the entire guf. You have to immerse yourself into the sukkah. Neshama of the guf, soul and body together. And if the Moed is going to tell you, avodayim v'lavodim l'avodim, to remind you there's only one Adon. So the Moed that shows you that the most is Sukkis. So that by Sukkis it says, leman yedu yishino ki yitzesi yizchemer titzrayim, it took care from Mitzrayim. You became my slaves, avodayim, v'lo yavodim l'avodim. Sukkis is where you see it the most, because in the Shama and Guf together. And it is in the Sefer Tiferes Shloimeh, in the beginning of Godesh Pesach, goes on to say also, that we know the klal, avodayim v'lo avodim l'avodim, refers to any type of avodah, referring specifically to the Yetzer Hara. It says, that's what we say, beginning of the Godesh, hashato avdo, Lashona Abo of Bnei Choyrin. We ask you to be a Ben Choyrin. What's a real Ben Choyrin? Ein lecha Ben Choyrin l'misho esik b'toyru. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be anymore an Eved to the Yetzer Hara. Because Avodayim v'lo yavodim la'avodim, that's the Bakasha beginning of the Agada. And the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, Parshas Yisur, he adds that there's a special Yisur not to be an Eved to somebody else, Avodayim v'lo yavodim la'avodim, if a person not to subject himself to somebody else. And he adds in parentheses, in brackets, he says, you know that whatever happens down here represents what's up there in Shemayim. When a person makes himself an Eved, subject to somebody else, he's under the direction of somebody else. So also up there in Shemayim, he's causing such a thing. He's causing some kind of an avdu, some kind of a responsibility of one koyach to another. His koyach to the koyach of his friend. And that's why that is a somewhat concept of Avodah Zarah. Avodah and V'la'avodim L'avodim is not only an idea that, you know, you're my slave, don't go to somebody else, but the oimik of it is, whenever a person puts himself under something else, in a sense, there is a koyach on top, which is not standing directly under a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the oimik of Avodah Zarah, where the oiv of Avodah Zarah, what they did was, they didn't directly pray and oivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the issue, the big issue, the big problem of Avodim V'la'avodim L'avodim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.